And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. I am talking about this one. I mean this one, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gaston, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I got a full slate of stuff for you. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour is the Grand Council with Jeff Poer and Dale Jackson. Before I go any further, though, let me just remind you guys. So Inspire Advisors, what a cool group to have as one of our advertisers. Inspire Advisors. Look, they are good at what they do, and what they do is they help you, all you right-side ruffians who like to stand up for what you believe in, but you're also setting aside for your retirement. They help you make sure that what you're investing in is not actually supporting things like abortion or pornography or human trafficking or whatever else might be in a portfolio that are just contrary to what conservatives believe. Yeah, you may be shocked to find out there's things in your portfolio you never would have invested in had you known up front. Well, Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they can sit down with you in person for free. No upsell, no fuss, no muss, no trying to, you know, give you a hook. They're gonna literally just sit down with you for free and say, okay, consultation time, here you go, here's what you got. I see these things in there, and they're good at what's known as biblically responsible investing. In other words, they will help you find a good way to enhance your bottom line while also supporting things that you do personally stand up for. That's just cool. Look, if you want to do that for free and sit down with them in person and do that, go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or, you know, for that matter, go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. We've got all of our Right Side Radio sponsors on a link there. Go to click on their logo. It takes you right to their website. So, yeah, check them out. It's Inspire Advisors. Man, I mean to say, it is like conservative. It's godly. It's balanced. It's financial freedom, man, is what it is. Inspire Advisors. Check them out. All right, let me jump into dipper number two here. We're going to spend a little time talking about what I call the social lies. Social lies, like lying like a dog, is what I'm saying. So let me throw some stats out there for you and just help you to see why this is so important. Because we just had a thing happen. We just had Mark Zuckerberg just basically issue a full-on mea culpa. He's sorry, but yes, apparently I did succumb to pressure. What do you mean, Mark? Pray tell, what has happened? Oh, well, you know, that whole thing about, like, you know, COVID and, I don't know, maybe when their whole thing about, the Hunter Biden laptop. Yeah, we were pressured by the government. Really? Now you tell us? Well, they were. They were absolutely pressured by the government. Now, you and I both know why that's wrong, because it's a free speech issue, it's a censorship issue, it's big government investing itself into what you're allowed to think or know. Censorship is not always changing the verbiage. Censorship is sometimes not allowing things to be seen and then providing the false narrative that what you thought you saw wasn't real. Well, here's the deal. There's 333 million Americans, right? I got a study from the Pew Research Institute, and then I did some of my own work to try and find numbers to fill into the blanks. Pew Research did a big survey recently, 10,000 people they surveyed. They want to know how many people get their news from social media. So when you see and hear things like Zuckerberg going, well, the Hunter Biden laptop, we were actually asked by a government not to do it. So when you see and hear that, 333 million Americans, okay. They say that roughly 30% of all Americans get their news off of social media. 30%. You're talking like 30 million people? And by the way, Big Rig, tell that the caller that I'm going to wind up taking this through the ad. It'll be right after the next break before I can take a call. So 30% of 333 million. That's an epic. That's 111 million people that get their news off of social media. So when you see things like that, how many people are on Instagram? Just in the United States alone, 169 million people are on Instagram. Whoa. How about TikTok? Apparently, roughly the same. 170 million Americans are on TikTok right now. Whoa. Well, how about Twitter or X? Well, 106 million are on there. Well, out of all of them, what does that mean to us? Well, roughly, listen, half of all Twitter users say they regularly get their news there. Half. Y'all, that's 53 million people are getting their news just off Twitter. So when we have the Twitter files now, from when we had Elon Musk buy Twitter and begin to release the files showing us what had happened, and we know the Hunter Biden laptop was suppressed at the request of government, that's 50 plus million people who didn't get to see a story who are telling us now that's where they get their news. If you're not allowed to see it, you may not know it happened. How about this? TikTok. 40% of people who use TikTok say they get their news there. From TikTok! TikTok has 170 million people. Americans, just Americans. 170 million American users. If 40% of them surveyed say they get their news there, what are we talking about there? We're talking about, what, 85? No, bring it back down to 40%. We're talking about, Lord, we're talking about 150. No, I'm sorry. We're talking about 70 million people. Good Lord. Same with Facebook. It goes on and on and on. What I'm trying to portray to you is when government colludes with big tech is now what they call the digital public square. It has moved beyond just being that place with the free exchange of information where we talk to each other and it's just a social thing. It's not. They may call it social media. It's not. It's a phenomenon. It's like saying back in the day, we suddenly had radio. Well, you know what that did to the world? We suddenly had radio. Suddenly the free exchange of ideas took a new turn. It grew. It got big. All right, how about this? Then we had TV. Whoa. TV. Social media has become the newest form of communication and the exchange of information. And when you censor radio, when you censor TV, when you censor the newspapers, which is what preceded them, and now you censor social media, you are literally limiting what people are allowed to know. So, what happened with Mark Zuckerberg? Townhall.com's got a piece right here. And another one, I got two from Town Hall. Town Hall says, Dateline yesterday, that we are looking now in a surprising but confirming admission. Mark Zuckerberg, he says, the force behind Meta Facebook, has now written a letter to Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on the House Judiciary Committee, confirming the level of involvement that the White House had in dictating approved speech on his platform. In the two-page letter, it says, Zuckerberg lays out the process that his site curtailed or eliminated exposure to certain content on three segregated subjects at the urging of the Biden administration and the White House specifically, is what it says. Regarding COVID, yes, we had that. Regarding the inability to see the Hunter Biden laptop, yes. And then issues related to the elections. Yes. I mean, this is unbelievable. But folks, are we surprised? No, not really. I mean, and we're also told, don't be fooled, because the reason why Mark Zuckerberg is making something known now is because he's probably worried about Trump getting elected, and he figures he better come out and... I mean, we were told that the conspiracy theories and the Russian disinformation was a thing on Facebook back in the day, and you couldn't say otherwise. And now he basically comes out and goes, oops, our bad. We won't let them do that to us anymore. Sorry that happened. Well, yeah, you're saying that right before the next election when you realize that the people who you allowed to influence and censor may not get elected, and you better be checking your back. So Facebook, this article in Town Hall points out, Facebook has fact-checked us into oblivion with so-called independent fact-checkers. They've hid content from the public, stripped away the ability to monetize by conservatives. It says, we watched, this is Town Hall talking, we watched a once-thriving online community looking to stay informed and debate ideas slowly disappear. Facebook was determined to wipe out political content, and they succeeded with the help of the White House. the Biden-Harris White House. I'm telling you, man, if Harris gets elected, you better go ahead and just kiss your free speech goodbye. It's a maddening thing. All right, listen, we're going to wind up taking a break. Big Rig, move it to the break. Well, I'll go ahead and take it about 30 seconds early so that we can get that done and come back. And I know I got somebody waiting on the line, so I will definitely get to him momentarily. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It's the social lies. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, that Blaine we had earlier that checked in on the text message, that's Blaine from Rainbow City. Outstanding. I know that guy. Blaine from Rainbow City. We're glad you're in the text string now, buddy. Let me go to the phones. I know he held on for a long time. Wolverine Dan. Hey, brother. How you doing?
That's my new intro music when I come in. Do a little Motor City Man.
That's
from
it.
Detroit. That's my boy.
That's it. What you thinking?
You said something. Some guy would text you or something, said something about, you know, why should I vote? You know, we're going to, it's a red state and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of reasons why you vote. I can name several of them. The first one would be people died for my freedom and my right to vote.
Yeah.
That alone puts me in that where I vote for sure.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I don't like the way where we're going with our leadership and how the country's being run and where we're heading to. A lot of this deception, lies. How does President Trump, up by 600,000 votes in the middle of the night in Pennsylvania, and then in the morning end up by being 600,000 behind? Why do you see people taking suitcases from underneath white cloth tables from underneath there? What's in those suitcases? You know, that was shown on a video. I think it's all of our right. When we go to the poll, we got to, you know, if I see something, I'm going to say something that ain't right. Which I probably will not see here, but if I did, I would stand up and say something, even though you might have some rough guys, or what do you call it, tough guys on the other side. They want to beat me up. Yeah, go ahead, try to beat me up. I'm fighting for my freedom. I'm fighting for my country. I have no problem with that. But Phil, it's there's going to be some deception going here. Dead people are going to be voting. A bunch of mail-in ballots. They circle the wagons really well when it comes to electing somebody. And I'm sure, unlike other people, Phil, when they all said and done, in the last election, I was scratching my head going, well, how'd this happen? And so there's a lot of us probably scratching our head going, how did this happen? Well, I just told you how it happened, Phil. And it's called a conscience. The other side, a lot of them don't have conscience. They just want to have the power. And unfortunately, I can't do that, Phil. I know you can't either. So bottom line is, we have to show up. We bring our friends and make sure and tell everybody you need to show up there for the mere fact that people died for our freedom and to vote.
That's exactly right, man. So well put. And I appreciate you hanging on long enough to be able to say it. But the reality is you miss 100% of what you don't shoot at. Right. And by the way, like you said, don't sacrifice the fact that this is a right, a constitutionally protected right that people have died for. Absolutely. All right. Wolverine Dan, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
All right. See you,
man. Hey, and let me just jump back before we go here. And just point out, there are things that are happening. The social media thing that I'm talking about right now, I'm calling it social lies, was Zuckerberg's admission and the vast number of people, we're talking hundreds of millions of Americans, who get their news and information off of some form of social media. I mean, when you hear we have 333 million people and 30% of U.S. adults are saying they get their news there, well, what does that mean? Well, it's a huge swath of people. Tens of millions of people are getting their news from social media. And when social media then admits, we helped with basically changing the narrative, you know, the government pressured us. And Zuckerberg saying the White House literally leaned in and said, do it. Well, what have we learned from Twitter? There's an article that I pulled from Fox that came out a year ago, a year and a half ago, January of 2023. Elon Musk purchased Twitter and began to release what was known as the Twitter files. Number one, it was revealed that it was confirmed that Twitter participated in the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Number two, it was revealed that algorithms have been set to allow for shadow banning of conservatives. All right. Number three, it was revealed that Twitter did, in fact, permanently suspend a sitting president. Well, we knew that out front, but we got to see the background and the discussions that were taking place and the leaning in by government officials to try and help make it happen. We have another one here. I think it's number four, that the FBI was almost like a subsidiary of the tech. The FBI had a portal by which they could have direct communication with the misinformation team at Twitter. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. They were doing things like helping with the influence campaign to censor the Hunter Biden scandal. Not just like not let the story out and call it misinformation, but like literally coordinating an effort with government officials. Then you had the White House crackdown on COVID and not allowing the narrative. Remember when the doctors who care, remember that? The doctors who care, the doctors who were determined to say, there are other ways to treat this. When their story was suppressed and the video was taken down and they were deplatformed? Remember that? Don't use ivermectin. If you use ivermectin, you're an idiot. If you don't get the jab, you're part of the pandemic. Listen, all of this was found out. Zuckerberg now admits it. Not only do we see it in the Twitter files, but Zuckerberg's admitting that it happened with Facebook. Tens of millions of Americans having what they see and hear shifted to fit a government-sponsored narrative because the left can't let you have truth. And then you got what's happened just this past week. Foreign countries, you know, God bless the fact that our founders gave us the First Amendment, but not everybody in the world has that. We're seeing threats from the United Kingdom for people outside of their country who dare to say something they don't like on social media. We're seeing France just recently arrested the CEO of Telegram. Well, that's kind of huge, so much so that story here on Daily Fetched just this morning. The CEO of Rumble, Chris Pavlovsky, revealed that he basically fled France because he was afraid they were about to arrest him. He basically had to announce, he said, I'm a little late, but it's good reason because I just safely departed from Europe. France has threatened Rumble. And so Pavel Durov, the Telegram CEO, is under arrest right now. And you've got people that own social media platforms that when we can no longer suppress the narrative, they just go ahead and arrest the owners. I'm telling you, folks, social lies, they are out there. You got to be careful. Research what you find. Verify its authenticity best you can. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, the Grand Council. We'll be right back.